Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts, check them out. They appreciate it. Good morning. Good morning. It is the last day of July. So long, July. I mean, it feels like the last day of summer, actually, this morning. I got up, went outside, usually get up and go sit on the porch to warm up because it's fucking freezing in my house now. The air conditioner is finally caught up, and it is a winter fest in there. So I usually grab some coffee and go sit outside and warm up for the day, and like a turkey vulture or something. And I went outside this morning, and it was cool. And it, I mean, it feels good, but it was definitely chilly. Wouldn't put like sweatpants on or something. I don't know, but it was nice. I guess it, you know, I've started this podcast like 10 times and just never get it posted. I don't know what's the story. I think, whatever, but, I've said it before that, you know, I feel like it was a few days ago. I could feel a little bit of the change in the air about, you know, we're getting ready to get out of the summer, you know, and I love summer. Love the summer. I used to love summer a lot more, but I don't know, you know, and I'm not going to have a Saturday morning complain, but it's just, yeah, we've seen a lot of changes, and I definitely loved summer more when I worked outside in the golf course business, but now that I'm working inside, luckily, thankfully, the weather doesn't bother me as much anymore. Rather, you know, there's a point in summer where you're pretty much just as restricted by what you do as you are at the peak of winter, you know, the December or January where it's like so freaking cold and you're basically just staying inside all the time. You know, there's parts of the summer where it's like that. Really, we just kind of came out of it, that early mid-July. It might as well be 5 feet of snow outside because there's not much going on. I mean, you can do stuff in the morning, and I'm obviously exaggerating, but it's still, you know, it feels. I put a lot of plans on summer, and then summer shows up, and I'm like, ah, it's too hot. So, I don't know. I felt it the other day. I definitely feel it this morning. Summer's coming to an end, and honestly, I'm excited for that. Other than I hate when I, you know, lose my tan. Like to have a little bit of color. I don't need to be pale white all year. But whatever, it's all good. It's and now that it's cooled off, it's actually fantastic outside. This is really the best time of the year. Yeah. So I don't know, how's everybody doing. It is a Saturday morning. It's early. I've got to work today. Big day today. Gonna go. I got to work, and then my son Sam has a golf lesson. And then my wife's got a golf lesson, and my nephew is coming. They came down from New Jersey, so we're going to go hit golf balls today and hang out. We have a barbecue today, and then just hanging out. So it's all good. Like I said, I've been trying to do this podcast. I don't know what it is about this episode, this podcast, me, this time of year, but I've been really struggling here. I'm trying to make a bunch of changes in my life. Diet, exercise, different things. You know, lately I've had this, like, I've been, like, drink. I don't know if it's from coffee. I don't know. Yes, I'm fucking nuts. I'm crazy. I can't even. It's so much. The first thing is I'm trying to cut back. Maybe even stop drinking coffee. I'm drinking some green tea right now. When I drink coffee and I do this podcast, I get this like, and it fucking drives me crazy. That's part of the problem I've had with the last few podcasts. I'm like in the podcast and I'm and it's just annoying. And I just don't know what it's from. Maybe it's from coffee. Maybe it's from creamer. I went through this period of my time or my life where I was only drinking black coffee. And I was liking it, right? It was good. I actually like black coffee instead of with cream. I was like, I'm done with cream. It's over. And just drinking it black, and it was fine. Problem with that was I was drinking way too much coffee. Like, I would only drink, you know, when you put, for me, when I put cream in coffee, and I only like the first, like, five or six drinks of it, and then it starts to cool off, and then it becomes this weird lukewarm sweet whatever, and I just, like, I find these half cups of coffee with cream in them all around the house. But when I drink it black, I'll drink the whole cup, you know, so I'm definitely taking in more caffeine when I drink it black. And then I started putting a little bit of cream in it again. Next thing you know, the bitch is sweet. And then I started feeling like that was creating that phlegmy shit that was coming in my throat. So I quit the cream again, went to black. And then I've just kind of lost the taste for coffee. It's weird. So I'm drinking some green tea. And I put an artificial sweetener in it. And I don't know if I should have. I'm not a big artificial sweetener person. But I would also put honey in, which maybe is just as good or better. I don't know. Probably nothing is better. But you know what? I don't know. I'm trying to change my my diet a bit. I've shared a little bit on this podcast how I can become nutritionally insane with food and how I eat it and how I look at it. And the role that it plays in my life. And the role that it plays in my life is crazy. I am insane with food. You know, I had a guy on my podcast, the Robo Social podcast, Chris Antonio, you know, super fit guy, you know, fitness guy to the stars, or our local stars, or the local who's who of who's. And I've known about it for a long time. Super smart guy, super fit. Runs a great program, a lot of success. A lot of people come out of the program with a lot of success. A friend of mine, Ashley, just did the program. She looks great. She looked great before, but I get it. I understand why she would want to take a hard look at her nutrition and her exercise. You know, she was or is, you know, a young lady coming out of her 20s. I don't know, she may be early 30s. Just like we all have been, where you start to kind of, you know, your metabolism starts to take a little break. You're not burning as hot as you were. And, you know, you start putting on a little bit of weight. I think it happens to all of us, or it will. It's just the way it is. So she went and did Chris Antonio's program, and she looks fantastic. So I'm like, ask him if he'll come on my podcast. That'd be really cool. Because I was a little intimidated, quite honestly. Anytime someone's like in great shape, I'm a little intimidated. I don't know why. But she asked him, and he's like, of course. And so he came on, we had a great chat, and we talked about food. And I talked to another guy about how, you know, I just went to the doctor. I'm 181. I'm 5'8". I mean, I'd like to say I'm 5'9", but I'm probably 5'8". And I would like to be 10 pounds lighter, to be honest with you. So, you know, and I get into this weird place about with running and eating and intermittent fasting and this whole paleo kind of thought and, you know, trying to eat like they did back in the paleo days or the dinosaur days where, you know, you just didn't have so much food. I kind of got on this kick, like, where all of a sudden did we deserve to have so much food? Yeah, it's like a box, a cold box in our living or a kitchen that has just so much food. So whatever, there's just insanity there. So I started doing the intermittent fasting, and I started putting on more weight, because if you said put 8 hours between meals, that meant 16 to me. And like alcohol was intermittent fasting, I'd take it to the extreme. And I was eating in like a 4-hour window, and I just got real nuts. And I think my body personally thought I was starving. Wasn't doing a lot of just this weird small window of eating. So I don't know. I don't even know if that's true. I created that idea in my head. So I was pretty lost. I stopped running. And I was actually feeling, you know, okay. I think 180, 181 is about where I land. Just maintaining, you know, not a lot of exercise, not, you know, no crazy eating. I just feel like I'm right around 180. So, but I had a good chat with Chris, and he talked about how, and somebody else had told me that I'm going to have to eat that last 10 pounds off. I'm like, what's that mean? It means you got to eat more food. Your body thinks you're starving to death. So after my podcast, Chris Antonio, I've been eating, trying to eat better. I have been eating better. I can definitely tell you that. Yesterday I had, and I'm trying to eat more throughout the day. So I had eggs in the morning. I had oatmeal yesterday, almonds, an avocado, chicken. We actually went out last night. I'm going to call last night a cheat night, because we went to Lefty's and we actually split a burger and had a little bit of guacamole and chips. No dessert. Came home. My snack meal now has become the peanut butter and jelly sandwich on Dave's Kick-Ass Bread, which is just freaking delicious. It's got the seeds and all that. Oh, so good. So, and actually, I feel pretty damn good. Started picking back up my running. I'm going to blame it on I needed a break, but it was also hot. I've taken breaks around this time every year when I run, because it's just nasty. And but I picked up my run. I've run 3 times now and did a bike ride with my buddy James. And so I feel pretty good. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't have a scale at my house. I found out how much I weighed because I had my physical with my doctor. But I know how I'm feeling, or I know how my weight is by how my clothes fit. And I like to wear just a large t-shirt. That's another thing I went through. Should I be a medium? I wish I was a medium. Well, you know, I'm not 18 anymore. I'm 52. And I'm a man. That's what happens. You get bigger. Bigger dogs. Every animal that grows, and every mammal, and every human, we start off as a baby and we end up as a baby. But, you know, we get to be a man and we're big. So I'm cool with the large. I don't want to wear an extra large shirt for sure. That would be bad. But it's how my t-shirts fit. And I think it's True Edition. I found this brand of t-shirts. And I'm slowly just swapping out all of my t-shirts for this one brand, black and gray shirts. I'm not wearing any more, you know, print or... I'm just simplifying my wardrobe, just black and gray t-shirts and blue jeans and shorts. And but they fit really good. But I can tell probably a month ago I was, you know, in my break, I guess, and I could feel them. They were feeling tight in my gut. So, but now they feel good. Everything feels good. All is good. Dun-da-dun. All right, what do I want to talk about? So, you know, I don't know about where you guys live, but they're kind of talking about, they've been talking a little bit about this variants and masks, and it is starting to creep back into my life, our lives. Our governor just announced yesterday that he will not be bringing back the mask mandate, which is very good news. But that's, you know, for today, you know, God knows it could change. But I have a real big issue with the masks. And I'm like, I'm not wearing them. Not pry the mask from my dead hand. I will not be wearing this mask because I am over it. I got the vaccine. Everybody around me has been vaccinated. So I am really putting both feet down on this because I don't want to go back. I hate those freaking masks. And, you know, a lot of it's because a lot of people don't want to get vaccinated, I guess. Right? And I'm still, I just don't, sometimes people just amaze me. You know, the mask, if we're going to wear masks, then they should be like, you know, N94 mask or something, because the regular masks don't do anything. Can we at least agree on that? I mean, they do one thing. They prevent you from spitting on people, which is a big deal. But that's it. And that can be solved by just keeping your distance. If you're concerned or worried, you know, just keep your 6-foot distance. But masks don't do anything but prevent you from spitting on people. They do not filter the air. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out, right? I mean, if you are driving in a car with a mask on, what are you doing? What are you filtering? You know, I have a lady that still wears two masks. And you can, you know, she's breathing around the edges of it. I mean, it's clearly not filtering out the air. I mean, if you were in a room full of COVID-19 and that was what was in the air, you would be breathing that in. There is no filtering it out, right? I mean, people understand that, right? You understand that the left lane is for speeding and the right lane is for cruising. If you need to pass somebody, use the left lane. If not, you stay in the right lane. Masks do not filter the air. These are all given. I was next to somebody yesterday in a car with a mask on by herself. And I'm like, what are you doing? I don't get it. I'm just, I can't take it. I'll be so bummed out if they try to. And I don't think it's a law either. I don't think you can go to jail for not wearing a mask. It's a recommendation. Somebody the other day said the only reason that we wear masks is so we don't look like assholes.
Never begins it. Never a once. Yeah.
Don't tread on me. Don't tell me I have to wear a mask. I mean, listen, if it happened, I guess I'd have to wear it. Because I don't want to be an asshole. But geez, Louise, I'm over it. I mean, really, because I don't know. Whatever. So anyway, whatever. Yesterday or Monday, you know, it isn't. It's Saturday, but last Monday, this past Monday, I went to the meeting, and it was on the sixth step. We're entirely ready to have God remove all of these shortcomings, and you know, it's a great step. This is a step to me is where you start getting find serenity. It's not about sobriety; it's more about serenity. We're entirely ready to have God remove all of these shortcomings. I mean, this is, you know, I actually, you know, when I first did this step, and I've done it a few times, the first time I did the step, I thought God just came down and removed my shortcomings. Oh, hello, David, and I'm going to take away your shortcomings, and all right, I'm out. And you're like, thank you, God. But no, it doesn't work like that. And then I started to, you know, I guess it was to identify the shortcomings, but that's what the fourth and fifth did, right? That was what we were trying to do, is identify them. You know, what's the root cause of them? So this last time I started to understand that, and really this has not been but for the last few years. I've been doing this for a long time, and really for the last few years I've started to kind of understand these steps and really understand how to use them and to use this program in a correct way instead of just a self-serving way. And when it says we're entirely ready, it means I'm entirely ready to go to whatever lengths that I need to do to have God remove these. I'm willing to ask, reach out, be humble, and accept what comes my way. You know, that's what to me this step is about. You know, understanding. Oh, you know, it's hard to give examples of for me, but like going on my second thought. You know, I've spent a lot of my life going off my first thought, reacting, dealing with the consequences, knowing better but doing it anyway. All that kind of stuff. And as I've gotten older and I've gotten farther along with more time in the program, you know, I start going on my second thought. You know, relationships with people. You know, in the past, I would jump in, let's fix them. You know, now I don't do that. I keep my distance. I listen, but I don't offer, you know, listen, if you're having a problem with alcohol, go to a meeting. Get a sponsor. I'm not it. If you're, you know, females, I have a person I can get you in touch with, another a female from the program. That's the person you need to talk to. I'm not fixing female problems, right? It's just not, it's not a good idea. You know, you can totally screw that up. And so, you know, in my opinion, men are for men and women are for women when it comes to sponsoring. So if I know a woman that's having trouble, I immediately put them in touch. Where maybe in the past I would have, you know, given them advice or tried to fix them or something. No, I don't do that. It never works out. I mean, it works out, but, you know, I know what to do now. It saves me a lot of stress. You know, buying things. I try to wait a day. I don't go off my first impulse. Quitting a job, starting a job, starting a business, saying yes to stuff. I usually try to put some time between, you know, the question being proposed and the answer that's going to be given. I've learned that. And when I don't, or when I'm having a tough time, I pray about it. You know, I recognize, dear Lord, my shoulders aren't big enough. Dear Lord, I have worries. Dear Lord, this seems so great. And, you know, I have to pray about the good stuff. Just as much, if not more, than the bad. Because good shit can get me in a lot of trouble as well. You know, when good things start coming my way, all of a sudden I get big shotism. I start feeling, you know, puffed up, you know, arrogant. You know, there's a, Winston Marshall. I've talked about this before, but he, you know, he was that guy, that the banjo player for Mumford and Sons. And there's a podcast, I forget, I'll have to, I can maybe tell you, hold on, that he did. It is called, oh, here we go. It's called Honestly with Barry Weiss. Honestly with Barry Weiss. An episode, which one is it here? It doesn't say the episode, but it says why Winston Marshall left Mumford & Sons. So this lady got a hold of him and chatted, and I listened to the podcast. I mean, it's pretty good. I feel bad for him. You know, he commented on an Antifa book or author, and just, I guess, all he said, I guess, was, hey, this is really, just a great, I'm not exactly sure what he wrote, but basically just saying, hey, this is pretty risky, or, you know, good job. You'll have to check it out. But he commented, and I guess people don't like that. And he talks about in the podcast these people coming after him. Then they came after his family. Then they came after the band. And then they came after the band's family. And he's like, you know, and all he did was just say, you know, hey, good job writing this book. It wasn't about that he believed in it or didn't believe in it. He just thought that, you know, it's, I guess it was nice to see someone try to take an honest write at a tough topic, I guess. I don't know. Listen, I don't know anything about that shit. I just know that he got himself in a jam up. And, you know, these people came after him, and he quit. He had to leave the band. He said, this, you know, it isn't worth this to my bandmates. And they were coming after all of them. And, but, you know, that's, you know, that arrogance. You know, life goes good. Life's happening. Things are happening for you. And all of a sudden you get a little swagger, right? And it happens to me. It's been happening to me a lot because I've been so busy. And when I'm so busy, that means that a lot of people, and this is how I take it, that I must be okay or good. And a lot of people want to come to me. And, you know, I get a little shimmy in my shoulders, I guess. And people will, a lady came in the other day. Oh, I've had some challenges lately. But this lady came in the other day and she's like, and it was 10:30, we open at 11, I'm in there cleaning and vacuuming, and she comes in, and she's like, your sign says closed. And I was like, yeah, I'm closed, we're closed. The lights are off. She goes, oh, and laughed. Well, I didn't think it was funny. So right away, I already know that I'm in this fucked up spot, right? I mean, what's, you know, I got a couple paths here. Oh, I know, isn't that silly? You could turn the sign, I'll turn on the lights, we can be open. Or, yeah, I am closed. What are you doing in here? You know, apparently it didn't stop you. Because that's kind of the path I get a little bit going down. A little grumpy. A little cocky. And, you know, I have to be careful of that. So I guess what I'm saying is when things are going well, I've been busy, things are going very well, you know, I need to pray, hey, Lord, you know, my shoulders aren't big enough for all the success. You know, if that's what we want to call it. But my, hey, Lord, you know, my shoulders aren't big enough for success, you know, and I still need you in the good times and bad. And that's what that step to me starts to say. We're entirely ready to reach out to, we're entirely ready to do everything that we have to do to have God help us remove all these defects of character. I mean, it doesn't say all that, but that's what I'm taking it as. God likes to participate with people that like to participate. It's just the way it is. Let's do a reading and then let's get out of here. I do. I don't know why. I've been having a lot of trouble doing this podcast. I've started about 5 times this week. And, you know, just had nothing. Nothing to say. And so, sorry about that. Let's see here. Daily Reflections. What is today, right? Oh, July the 31st, like you said, last day of July. How's everybody else doing? Good? That's awesome. Coming through summer? All right, July 31st, a prayer for all seasons. Oh, that's nice. God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You know, if you struggle with prayer, because I know some people do, that's it. That's a fantastic prayer. It's so good that I don't think we refer to it or use it enough. But God, grant us the serenity. Grant me the peace to accept the things we cannot change. So to me, serenity is the exact opposite of self. If you're living in serenity, if you're working, you know, asking God to help you remove those defects of character out of the sixth step, if you've worked the list, if you've built a relationship with the higher power, if you've taken the high road, then this is the perfect ultimate prayer. It's courage to change the things we can and the wisdom to know the difference. You know, that's it. Praying when things are good and also when they're bad. You know, understanding the difference, understanding that it's important, for me at least, to pray to understand the difference and pray on both. You know, just because things are good doesn't mean that I don't have to pray and recognize. It almost means that I need to do it more. The power of this prayer is overwhelming in that it's simply beauty parallels the AA fellowship. There are times when I get stuck while I'm reciting it. But if I examine the section which is troubling me, I find the answer to my problem. The first time this happened, I was scared. But now I use it all as a valuable tool. By accepting life as it is, I gain serenity. That's right. High road. By taking action, I gain courage, and I thank God for the ability to distinguish between those situations I can work on and those I must turn over. All that I have now is a gift from God, my life, my usefulness, my contentment, and this program. The serenity enables me to continue walking forward. Alcoholics Anonymous is the easier, softer way. Yeah, that's right. It's all about the high road and surrender, you know, for me. Yes, no problem. I agree. That sounds good. You know, I love it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.